Thanks for joining me on episode 744 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Jared Williams with Biblical Wealth Solutions. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to invest without compromising your Christian values is key, and one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend Scott Mader.
The how and the what comes easy. The why, that's hard. So if you really want to align what you do with what you believe, what I would tell you is, then you need to really spend the time figuring out what you believe. What do you stand for? What is your core message?
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in others through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about why matching your external behavior with your internal thoughts matters, why this is important both for individuals and organizations, and how you can align these two without giving up who you really are.
You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
We all have internal thoughts. We all have things that go through our head during the day, during the week. Sometimes these things are good, sometimes they're bad, but we all have these internal voices or visions or dialogues. They may not always take the form of spoken words or voices that we hear. Sometimes they're pictures or colors or other things, but we have internal images, internal views, internal beliefs about ourselves, about the world, about time, about money, about all things that we interact with. And what's interesting is a lot of times those beliefs, those internal dialogues, those internal messaging are out of alignment with all sorts of things that we do. We believe that time is important and then we act as if it's not. We think that we should be spending most of our energy on our family and then we never actually carve out any time for our family. We think that we should be working in a certain way so that we're always learning and always growing, but then we never have anything on our calendar that allows us to learn or to grow. The truth is, our behavior is often out of alignment with our beliefs, with our thoughts, with our values. And there's a great deal of importance in bringing these things into alignment somehow and to matching them up. You know, think about this from an organizational standpoint for a minute. If you're part of a team, if you're part of a company or part of a business or a church organization or a group of some sort, a PTO, whatever, a class, and there's stated rules or stated beliefs or stated missions of that organization, but then you see the organization consistently doing things that are out of alignment with those beliefs. How does that begin to make you feel about that organization? And the answer is, more often than not, people begin to get frustrated, they begin to get angry, they begin to get tired, they begin to feel that the organization doesn't, quote, walk the walk, it just talks the talk, and that organization will begin to die. The same thing happens for us as individuals. If we have a disconnect between what we state and believe deep down inside and how we act on the outside, that begins to drive us in a way that causes a disconnect. We've talked about this a few weeks ago a bit with the episodes on cognitive dissonance, but this idea is so important, I wanted to revisit it. It's one of the reasons why, as Braden and I were talking about your internal and your external, that resonated so much with me, because the internal motivations that we have are more often than not where the problem is for us. It's usually not what we do, it's the why behind why we're doing it, because that's where the alignment, that's where the mismatch happens. And I would argue that the biggest reason why is because we don't actually do the work to figure out who we are in the first place. The truth is, usually we're out of alignment, not because we've done a really good job of articulating what we believe and who we are, and then we've allowed our actions to deviate from that. Instead, it's because we haven't actually identified what we believe and who we are in the first place. And so now anything we do is just what we do. But then there's a part of us that knows that it doesn't fit. There's a part of us that knows I'm not doing the things that are the most important to me. I don't feel like this is an alignment. This is frustrating and tiring and angering. I had a client reach out to me a few weeks ago, and he said, all of the time that I spend is wasted. And the most important question to ask is, why? Why do you view it that way? How does this really play out in the real life? Is it that you're truly wasting time? Or is it just that you're spending time that isn't getting you the results that you want? And then if that's true, why is that? How have you defined those results? See, the questions that we ask ourselves, the why questions that we ask ourselves, are often more important than the how or the what. We can figure out how and what, but why has to come from inside. Why has to be a core belief. It has to be something that goes deep inside us. And it's so much harder to actually clearly identify our why than it is to just focus on the how and the what. The how and the what comes easy. The why, that's hard. So if you really want to align what you do with what you believe, what I would tell you is, then you need to really spend the time figuring out what you believe. What do you stand for? What is your core message? This is why I encourage people to come up with a personal mission statement. What is your mission in life? Not your businesses, not your families, not your friends, yours. What is it that you feel beyond anything else you are called to do? And then if you do that, what is it that you can do today to move you in that direction? And if you move just a tiny step in that direction, you're already making more progress than you were before. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips. That's talent tips to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.